First of all, I would like to say this conference, it is representative for the rebels, representative for the dirty Sudanese people who are going to separate Sudan again after the separation of South Sudan, working to separate North Sudan under umbrella for Emirate and other countries. This is the real objective for this conference. Their aims to separate Sudan. They start in Khartoum, 15 April, by force. They need to capture the authority in Sudan by force. The Sudanese people support the army, support the unity of the Sudan. Also, the Kurdufan, South Kurdufan, Nuba Mountain, North Kurdufan, all of them support the unity of Sudan. Darfurian people support the unity of Sudan. And then they're going to play this game to reflect. They're looking for the right of the Darfurian people or the marginalized people. Second thing, this country, Kenyan and South Sudan and Chad, this country, they playing dirty game against the Sudan. They don't respect the Sudanese government. They don't respect the Sudanese people idea about this war. Majority of the Sudanese people support this government. Those countries, they are not respect the Sudanese idea. That is why they're going to give pass for the Janjaweed to make their conference there. This is also big mistake. Kenyan government make it and South Sudan government make it. There is no future for the relationship with the Sudan if they make this conference and they create this government, outside government in their land. That is why they're facing the risk, diplomatic risk, and then they stop the procedures for this government.
And basically you're saying the RSF is actually advocating for the partition of Sudan.
They are going to separate the North Sudan. Before Sudan separate through the self-determination, through the legal way, within the comprehensive peace agreement between SPLM and government of Sudan. This is normal situation. But the North Sudan now, they want to divide the North Sudan now. They want to make a government in Darfur. They want to make like the Libyan. They want to distribute Sudan to the area for the economic resource just to the Emirate and other countries to eat for our resource. This is only their aims.
And why is Kenya involved in this? Why the meeting in Kenya, in Nairobi?
The meeting in Kenya, in Nairobi, the president for Kenya, Ruto, have a relationship with Emirate. And Emirate is a country give, protect, and support the RSF. That is why now you look the Emirate going to make a mobilization to make a conference in African Union. But the African Union leaders tension about the risk of this conference and they refuse. Emirate play in Kenya, play in South Sudan, play in Chad, play in all the country neighbor Sudan. They want by force to give RSF in government in Sudan. They feel they want to make another government in Darfur. That is why they pay. When the war started in Sudan, 15 April 2023, a lot of leaders take the money for Sudan, for RSF, go to stay in Kenya. We looking how the first conference by Khartoum by Hamdok is done there. A lot of activities. Kenya is good place for the rebel, for the SPLM, Al-Hilu, for those people against the government of Sudan. They're working there.